Hello, and thank you for joining us today on the Gentle Art of Crushing It show, where we focus on learning and sharing with our listeners all there is to know about how to create success in our lives. This show stands on the shoulders of giants. Our mission is to empower and inspire our listeners to create the life of their dreams whilst having a blast in the process. Let's celebrate life together. Welcome to the show.
All right, welcome back to the Gentle Art of Crushing It podcast. My name's Randy Smith, and I'll be your host today. And I am super excited to have Jen and Stacy Conkey with us today. I followed Jen and Stacy for quite a while when I first got started a number of years ago, and was so excited when they reached out and wanted to be on the show. So Jen and Stacy are co-founders of Remote Multifamily Investing Academy, and super excited to have you guys here. Welcome.
Thank you, Randy. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Randy. It's
absolutely
good to be
here. Excellent. Well, why don't we just jump right in? Can you guys tell the audience a little bit more about yourself and how you found yourself as co-founders of this investing academy?
Absolutely. So I'm Jen of the Jen and Stacy, and my investing journey began back in a little bit over 20 years ago. It was about 2002, the end of the year. My brother had come over and he started talking about fixing flips. I got in the car with him. We were driving for dollars, and after 6 hours, we went back to the house and we created a business plan so that we could do it as a business. And I was just really yacked about it. I wanted to do it so bad. So I did the side hustle thing because I was working in corporate America, did this flipping business. You know, the first one didn't really turn out to be extremely profitable because we were in California. You got to put a lot of money out to get a very minimal amount back. I think we made a collective $1,500 between him, me, and my dad over 7 months. So I was like,
excellent.
No, I don't want that.
Dollars per hour, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And I segued into doing some buy and holds for single family home and some of the plexes. And I did that for several years. For about 12 years, I was grinding on my own as a side hustle. And then I met Stacy in 2015. And at the time she was doing apartment investing. So I was like, hey, let's go on a date.
Was it driving for dollars dates or no?
Yeah, right. Let's go drive for dollar dates. Let's do it.
Love it.
So a similar time frame, my journey started about 20 years ago. For me, it was a little bit different. I had made the decision. I'm very cautious and very analytical, and I don't like to make fast moves or lose money. So I decided to invest in my education. So I spent my $40,000 so that way I would have all of the knowledge, I'd have every resource, every tool, and I would be successful. And the education was awful. It was just, it was just terrible. There was just, it was all very, very, very high level. And when I got into actually implementing it, it was missing everything. So my journey was very bumpy in the beginning, but I lived in California. I was trying to invest. I was trying to get like a duplex to start. And I could not for the life of me find a deal that worked. I was like, what are they talking about? Positive cash. I can't find anything positive cash flow. And it was super competitive at the same time. So anyway, my journey ended up leading me fairly quickly, thank God, to remote investing. I just, one of the teachers in one of the classes was a Canadian investing in the US. And so I latched onto that concept, and that the rest was history. I, you know, done every strategy, but I always did it in markets where that strategy made sense. And it didn't matter where I lived or where I physically was. And so I, you know, went through the thing of, you know, single family homes and, you know, plexes, and then into small apartment buildings and property management.
And it was during that time. So at about 2015 is when I retired and left corporate America. And I had started dating Stacy, and she was doing those smaller apartments. And one of the things that I wanted to do, I'd always wanted to get into bigger, but I did not invest in my education, right? I was that whole DIY, let's go. And personally swinging the hammer and pulling up tile, and just, it's exhausting. Don't do it. If you're thinking about it, don't do it. So, you know, I'm trying to go bigger, but I didn't know how to do it in a scalable way. And she mentioned the remote aspect of it. And I had been a leader in corporate America, and I had like 12 buildings in the Midwest, and I had to do remote leadership. So we took her remote knowledge for real estate, my remote knowledge for leading teams remotely, and we kind of put it together, and we just started acquiring smaller apartments. But when we wanted to go bigger, we went through two commercial trainings, RE Mentor and Vertucci's commercial training. He's not around anymore, but okay. It was, you know, that was not horrible education by any means, but it was hard to connect the dots and hard to implement. So when it came time to come back home and put everything together, it was like, oh man, it's like $10,000 to $30,000 for an SEC attorney and a PPM. And oh my God, I got to raise these large sums of cash. Yeah. Oh man, only 35 non-accredited. Man, I got a lot of family, you know, but I don't have a big list to get all these big numbers in. So we were like, I just asked a question. I said, how can we do the joint venture structure that you do in the smaller apartments, but still get those acquisition fees, disposition fees, and still profit from it that way? Is there a way? And so that's when we had our epiphany and we started underwriting with that in mind. And that's like, that is literally how it just changed the game for us. And it was more scalable. So we definitely started leveraging joint venture first. Then we stair stepped and scaled into apartments syndication. So bigger apartments. And to me, it made more sense. We wouldn't need a sponsor if we did it that way. We would have our portfolio, we'd be able to use agency debt and qualify and all the things. And so that was the plan and that was the roadmap. You know, I want to go from needing a sponsor to being the sponsor. And once we validated that that model was working, it worked. We were doing that for a few years. Well, all of a sudden she had been training people one-on-one and I asked another question, me and my questions.
Yeah, those are some good questions.
You know, like if you ask effective questions, you get effective results. But I literally asked,
imagine that.
When I was doing this for 12 years by myself, grinding in corporate America, and this was a side hustle, I felt alone. I felt like there were always challenges and obstacles. And when I would encounter them, I didn't really have anybody that I could talk to. Now, you know, she had invested in education. I thought, well, God, maybe I should have done that. But hers had a hotline, maybe, that you could call. So she was almost as alone. And so I thought, you know, what if we had a community? What if we created one instead of doing one-on-one? What if we did one to many and create a community of people that are brand new, don't know what they're doing, need to figure it out. You can hold their hand. I can pump them up on mindset and we can just build a skyline. Like that was the initial ask. And so there she went. She made a Facebook group and we started making a bunch of new friends in our Facebook group all over Facebook and really grew the core of what I would like to call our beta brain trust or mastermind, if you will. And that thing just took legs and it grew. And then we decided, well, we should probably make this an academy. Like, let's make it formal.
Sure.
So we started off as the Warriors of Wealth Mastermind. It grew into an academy, which is like a 3-year thing. People are usually there for 3 years. And now the Warriors of Wealth is the network that's powered by the academy. But love I know it. That's a very long story on how we got to launching the academy, but that's just the truth of it. Yeah.
Are you interested in real estate investing but don't know where to get started or think you don't have the time or money? Are you stuck in your W-2 because the golden handcuffs make it hard to walk away? If this sounds like you, check out impactequity.net and schedule some time to talk with the founder, Randy Smith. Randy went from massive income to leaving his W-2 through passive income, and he can help you do the same. www.impactequity.net.
And so since then, I know you guys mentioned earlier, you personally have 2,500 doors and you've got a number of students. So what does the students' portfolios look like as well?
Wow. Those range.
Yeah, they range a lot. Sure. So probably the most common path that our students will take. Some of them came to us and they were like, they're very, very scared. So they just wanted to start with 2 to 4 units. And we're like, that's cool. Wherever you will start to get your journey going, cool. We try to get them into apartments as soon as possible because obviously financially it's, you know, a lot more lucrative.
And by apartments, are you just meaning five plus? Got it.
Sorry,
okay.
Five plus. So probably the most common thing that we see within the academy is the first time someone's starting in apartments, they'll usually close on something that is 10 to 15 units, sometimes larger, but 10 to 15 units is the most typical first deal. And one of the things that's very interesting about that is because sometimes we meet people and they're like, I don't want to bother with that. I just want to buy 100 units my first time. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, if you would just do a 10 or 15 unit, you will be shocked at how much there is to know and how much there is to learn and to do. And if you will slow down just a little bit and take the time to learn how to do it properly on a 10 unit building, you are going to set yourself up for so much success. And the way that we always tell our students is like, look, wherever you're going to start, start with the first one. And then on the next one, double the door count, go to the next size, then double that one. You're going to be 100 plus pretty quick within a year, year and a half.
I think the best analogy is that it's like you can't go from couch potato to running a marathon without feeling some pains, right? But you can do couch potato to a 5K to start. We're the couch potato to 5K.
I love this idea. I actually, so I started single family out of state. So I liked the out of state piece as well. I went and actually found, after I had six single families, I ended up finding, I don't know, it was like a 10 or 15 unit in Atlanta. And even that at the time, because I didn't have any support, I didn't have a mastermind, I didn't have a community behind me, that seemed so overwhelming to me. And now we're not talking about, you know, tens of thousands of dollars at risk. We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars at risk, right? Yeah. And this was, I mean, it was almost $1 million. So I really like this idea. And I love the fact that you talked about, even early on for yourself, you went out and spent the 40 grand and yes, there was some value to that, but by no means were you ready to go out and start taking on investor capital and, you know, chasing 150 units, 500 units, all of those types of things. And we see so many people doing that. And I think those are the people that put investor capital at risk and all of the horror stories that we're going to hear, or we've started to hear and will continue to hear. So I really like this idea. And it makes sense to me where a 10 to 15 unit could be a possibility if you had resources like your group behind it. So very, very interesting. Now, is this something where you have thousands of students or dozens, or what does that progression look like for you guys?
So, I mean, as far as like the number of students or the progression,
kind of the progression of your academy, and did it, I mean, did you launch the Warriors of Wealth and then all of a sudden you had thousands of students, or what is it?
We've had north of 300. Right now, actively, we have 120, and probably about 75% of them are in year two at least. And then the other 25, or actually it's probably 60% are in year two going into year three. And there's probably 10% that are in year three and the rest are just brand new. So there's definitely a chunk, because it's at the end of their first year, they don't really want to leave. We've been accused of having a cult, you know, we literally created a multifamily cult where everybody,
Do you drink Kool-Aid together?
Kool-Aid together and sing Kumbaya and light incense, and we
love it.
Cash flow. But in all seriousness, not that wasn't serious. They leave, like they sit there at the end of year one, and we watch them the entire time. You know, like we want to see how they're operating, because quite frankly, selfishly, Randy, I wanted to create my own farming system so that I didn't have to keep looking for deals. Because I figured if we teach them our system and they bring deals to the family, we can do this together and it's more powerful. And so that really started to unfold just last year. We literally did our probably two deals last year with students, maybe even three when you think about Lonnie.
Well, now it's been five.
It has been five. Yeah. So when they bring the deals in, we know that they followed our system because we watched them the first year. Like, are they taking shortcuts, or are they following the roadmap? Are they coachable? Are they kind of mavericks, or are they methodical and being very planful and intentional and protecting money? Are they underwriting properly? All these questions that we watch for that first year. At the end of the first year, if we feel like they're a solid person, that they're going to be really good for the team eventually, we'll make them an offer to stay in the academy for years, you know, two and three. And then once three is up, they're just with us for life. They don't pay tuition ever again. And they're just there. And now they're part of what we call our 300, because we want 100 teams of three. Acquisition manager, a capital raiser, and an asset manager that form together, and we help them. That's kind of what we do at the events. We help them form their team and vet one another and kind of come together. And then they can have the bandwidth to do, you know, one to two deals a year. Well, that is a machine. We're trying to build a cash flow machine for the academy. And it's really started to take off since last summer, where everybody's like starting to form these teams. So to answer your question, there's about 120 of them that they're in with us for life now.
Okay.
And anyone that's new, we're watching them for that first year. We're trying to get to 300. So we need 180 more. I don't know what will happen once we hit that 300. I know that I don't
it'll think become 500.
Be 500. Yeah.
It's going to be like, we will need 300 2.0. You know, I don't know. Sure. Then we're not going to close the academy. But at the same sure. time, it's like we're in a race to recruit our 300 so we can go get all these buildings together.
It's the Spartan 300. That's why we're not sure what's going to happen when we're going to need them to make another movie.
No, you know, it'll be
the 500 or the 600.
It'll be the Indy 500. And it'll be the ones that go take down Indy with us. I don't know.
There you go. There you go. Like that. I love it. I love it.
We're in the business of creating communities that yeah. try to build cash flow. Yeah. And a lot of people think, you know, we're in the multifamily business, but we're just in the business of creating cash flow machines.
Yeah. And multifamily just happens to be at the core, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Right. It's the tool, it's the mechanism. Very cool. So let's talk about that 120 if we can. Is there an avatar? Is there a certain type of person you're looking for? Or who fits in this environment? I'm just curious.
I would say usually when someone comes to us, most of the time they've already done real estate of some kind. Yeah. Fix and flips or Airbnb, single family home rentals, something along those lines. So when they come to us, they're not usually like completely new to real estate.
We have had a few,
and it doesn't matter because that's my superpower is teaching brand new people how to like, I basically teach what I needed back in 2003, what I wish I would have had. But when people come in, so they do their first deal, let's say, you know, 10 units, and then they're doing a 25 unit and they're moving up to 50. And then, you know, at that point they're starting to move into syndication because you just can't go that big without doing it. But as far as a personality or like what common traits we see, a couple of things. One, they coachable, absolutely coachable. They don't say, I know. As soon as we see someone that starts doing that, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I feel bad for their future investors because the truth is we can see red flags 100 miles away now because we've been doing it for so long. And when you're new, you don't know what you don't know. So the majority of people that come to us are coachable. I think that's, we just attract that, but coachable. Another thing we see a lot of is people are really into like mindset and
development,
personal development. What I would call like woo woo. We have probably half of our academy that's into.
They're into money, mindset, and magic, Randy.
Yeah, they're just
magic.
Like,
I love it. Yeah,
they're into like the law of attraction
Quantum.
So all those, so mindsets is such a big part for us because Jen's an NLP master practitioner, and we know that mindset is 80% of the success in multifamily or any business because you could have every technical laid out before you, but if someone told you that you were, you know, a piece of crap when you were a kid and that you're not worthy or you're carrying that in your subconscious, it doesn't matter how good I could teach you, there's something else going on behind the scenes. So Jen is really good at helping our students like pop out those limiting beliefs and identifying what's there that's not serving them. And I really think that's a big part. We have such a high success rate. I think one, because of the way that we teach them, like start small and build up and they learn so well and they operate so well. And then combining with the mindset, our students do so well, not just on their first deal, their first, second, third, 10th, as they continue. And then they come back and not that they come back, they stay, but they come back and they lift up the new people.
That's what I was just going to say. One of the biggest values that I think we all have as first and foremost is not only is it results, but it's giving back. There's an abundance mentality.
Love it.
That we attract to help lift everybody up.
And so Stacy mentioned there was some qualification around the mindset piece. What was that exactly that you're certified? I've never heard that designation. So I'm curious what that is.
Oh, I'm an NLP master practitioner and hypnotherapist.
NLP. So what is?
It's neuro-linguistic programming.
Oh, fantastic. Is that Tony Robbins?
Actionism. It's for integrative psychology is what it is.
Okay.
It's definitely not conventional, but it's all on language and energy work, basically. So NLP is like neuro-linguistic programming. It's the language that you use. And the entire premise is that, you know, we're all doing the best that we can with the resources that we have. You can make a decision to change in an instant as soon as you decide. The language that you use, you have to use it a more positive language because you get the life you focus on. And also it's about really just your beliefs that are inside of you and what you believe, and being able to surface those beliefs, and then I can rewire them to something that's more positive for you. So for example, your relationship with money, if you say, you know, money flows to me easily and naturally, and I love that, and that's great, I just happen to spend it all the time, then we would need to, like, because if you believe that money comes all the time, so you were reckless with it, we'd want to button that up a little bit. So there's just these little limiting beliefs that we all have that happened in childhood. And some of them just really hold us back. So we pop those out. And I got trained in that with Dr. Matt James at the NLP Empowerment Partnership.
Fantastic. Yeah, I love it. I'm a huge mindset guy. I agree with you guys. I think 80% of it is mindset, not just in business, but I would say all facets of life, right? Whether it's 100%. Relationships or health or business or anything. So I was heavily involved with a group called Jason Dries Coaching, and it's a mindset academy for a number of years and fell in love with it, met a ton of, and it's weird. Like there is certainly a type of person that hangs around in that group, which I'm attracted to that group because I just love positive, glasses half full.
Our people. Like,
you know, yeah, exactly. So love the energy. And that's why I dug into that, because I think that that is such a big piece of it. And I think that's probably missing a lot of different communities that are out there around the multifamily. It's either you show up and you perform or you're dead to me, basically. So having that mindset at the core, I think, is really important. So, well, let's dig into it a little bit if we can. I know we've got limited time today because of our fun technology issues earlier. But if a new student were interested, or one of the listeners were interested in what you guys offer, what does it look like? Do they sign up and then they attend some online webinar? Are they meeting in person? Do you guys do events? What does that look like?
The answer is yes. We do all of that.
Okay. So, all right.
So ultimately what it looks like when someone enrolls, the first thing that happens, they get access to our online learning platform. There's a specific like A to Z videos that they go through and they can consume on their own time. They get access to it for life. We have it all mapped out for 6 weeks that you take these courses for a 6 week period to get ramped up. And during that time frame, what we've noticed is that the first 90 days that you're doing anything brand new is like the most critical. It's probably the time that you're going to get overwhelmed, possibly give up and revert to the old self. But we'd like to keep you going to make sure that you're making progress. So we have a chief experience officer that checks in with you, does a kickstart call, shows you exactly where you're supposed to get all of your training, your videos, how to navigate through the academy, and then lets you know, I'm gonna check in with you every 2 weeks because our highest and best results are from you. Like our highest and best value is results.
Yes.
So we wanna make sure that you're getting them. So they check in with them every 2 weeks for 90 days. They also then set the call for them to go meet with their one-on-one coach. Then them and their one-on-one coach sit down and go over what are the resources, what's available, what strategy, what are their goals? And they really just dial in everything they have available to them and where they want to go and create a roadmap to bridge that gap. And then they get into action. They come to the weekly calls. God, they have 3 weekly calls that they can attend.
It's group, like group calls.
Yeah, they're all group calls.
So good. Oh
my gosh. And then they have a weekly...
Do you mind if I jump in? Who leads the weekly calls? I'm just curious.
Our coaches. So we have coaches that work for us, and they're our partners. We've done business with them for at least 15 years, and they've been following our exact system. So we trust them really well. So they lead those calls for us. We'll attend them as much as we can. We really do try to get there because we love to hear the stories of the students and what progress they're making. So there's a call on Tuesday, there's a call on Thursday, and then each coach has their own call with their own students that come together. So they've got like their own little band of students. And then of course, everybody has their own one-on-one coach. When they're in a deal, the coach is with them holding their hand all the way through, all the way up till close when they get that far. So that's that part. Then we have an event. We have a fulfillment event. So the students will come, we teach advanced content. And what we do is we curate these team buildings. We've been known to put people on a scavenger hunt or put them in an escape room. We went on a cruise and did, they had to do this contest.
Pirates and Admirals.
The Pirates and Admirals.
Oh, goodness.
That was fun. But what we do, what we purposely, because we're a joint venture organization first, is we put them in these situations where they've got to figure things out as a team. And you get to know each other, like, how are they handling challenges? How are they communicating when there's something's not going right? What does that look like? Because when you work with somebody outside of business and it's just you're learning about them, you learn so much, you decide whether or not that person is your person or whether or not they're not. And we could just be cool. Yeah. We could still be a part of this, but I don't think that we're going to work well together, but I still like you. But probably not going to get in a deal with you for 7 years. So we do it on purpose at those events. Then what we do is we teach them the three roles. You're an acquisition manager, a capital raiser, or an asset manager. What are your skill sets and what do you love to do? Because we want to make sure you learn the role that you can soar with your strengths, and then find the other two people that are going to round out your team. So that way it's kind of like the Spartans, you know, the shield from thigh to neck. You don't want to have any weakness. So as a unit, you are aligning based on strengths and you're moving forward in a way it's united and it's very strategic. So we do have events. Right now, the fulfillment event that we're having is in May for the Academy. Then we have another event that's an annual event that we'll be doing for the public, and it's called WowCon. It's Warriors of Wealth Conference. So we have that too. But we also have virtual events for our students can come to those too, but it's also open to the public. Mm-hmm. So we've got a lot of different access points to us just because, one, we love doing events.
They're really fun. It's so good to get to see everyone in person because we see them on Zoom all the time, but everybody lives all over the place. Like we even have someone in Ireland and then someone in Israel. Yeah. So it's fun when we all get together in person.
It is. It's cool.
It's awesome.
So yeah, like I said, we're open with it. It's a cult. And when you come, there's a lot of culture it's like a family, and that's not even just a cliche. It truly is. Everybody loves on each other and lifts each other up. So that would be the experience when someone joins every single time. It's pretty much.
I love it. I mean, your guys' energy is contagious. So you can tell you guys are passionate about it. It's not just a come join our group and we're all going to get rich together. It seems like it's so much more than that. It sounds like a family environment, and how exciting. So
very cool.
So I've got to ask the question, is this a $40,000, $50,000 mentorship program, or is it something that's reasonable that, you know, the average Joe that wants to get into the space can actually afford, or
there are two different price points, right? So the very first one, if you wanted to come in and go for it, it's $10,000 for the full year. It's actually $12,000, but if you pay in full at the beginning, we give a $2,000 voucher. And then but that does not include the one-on-one coaching. That's all group coaching. Our coaches have been doing this for over 15 years, so they're very expensive. So yes, the 1 year for one-on-one is it's $40,000. Usually when people come in, if they come in at the event, we have different promotional pricing to get people in the best that we can. It is. Our coaches they're expensive, but they get very good results. Like for example, they coach them through, and our most recent, like a lot of people make their money back in the acquisition fees that they're underwriting into their deal. So there is a return on the investment. Yep. And then, you know, after year three, you don't pay again. You're just in for life, and you get to benefit from all the new people that are coming in, whether you're doing deals with them, leading them, and just growing. Now you're just with us. That it's both ends of the spectrum.
I think that's important. It's kind of both sides. Like you guys aren't doing this just for fun. This is not just a hobby. You guys need to make some money doing this as well. And it also, if people are committed to it and they invest their own dollars, they're more likely to be more involved and get more out of it anyway. So I agree. I like the price points. I'm glad you have two different price points as well. I think certainly programs like this, if you truly do get the community and you get like real concrete content that's not just go search it on YouTube and you could learn it at home, when you actually have somebody holding your hand through that, $40,000 you can make very, very quickly, probably 10x that you can make very, very quickly with the right skills and with the right teachers. So yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Definitely.
Yeah. It's a very good return on your investment. It's definitely better than the college education I received.
Yeah.
We use that one.
Yeah. It's because I think one of the things that people, especially if they haven't been doing commercial before, they don't realize the way that multifamily is valued is based on the net operating income. So if you make one little mistake, the compound effect is huge. And like just the 48 unit that that our students just closed, one of the things that came up during due diligence, and it was from the coach, she was like, hold on a second, property taxes, blah, blah, blah. Something's not making sense here. And they went back to the seller and they got $150,000 reduction in price related to the property tax and the way
Wow.
they assessed and not disclosed. And, you know, so it's things like that. And if they would have missed that, the hit on the value of the property would have been enormous. And
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I think a lot of people when they come to this, they at least get that they don't want to lose tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it's very easy to do in apartment world. And, you know, unless you're like super rich coming into something, most people cannot withstand a six-figure loss.
Yeah.
And, you know, our biggest and highest mission and purpose isn't to educate. Education has to happen along the way, but it is to make sure that people can close on deals. It's like results.
Mm-hmm.
Jen says at one point I had more binders than I had doors, you know, and we didn't want to be that. We wanted to be
something
else. So that's why we have so much. There's the group calls and the live events and the one-on-one coaching and we're even on the coaches
and a weekly mindset call.
Yeah. And a weekly mindset call.
Love it.
Because what we wanted was for people to get what we didn't, which was results without all the pain that comes along with it. Cause most people will quit. If you get a big loss, it's psychologically, it's very hard to come back from that.
Absolutely.
So we want to make sure that they're set up for success from the very beginning. And that's
absolutely,
it's our mission is what we are meant to do.
We even try.
I love it. I love it.
Progress as if they were employees almost. You're green if you're on track, yellow if you're about to be off track, and red if you're off track. And then you're yellow, your coach finds out and they're like, hey, Randy, when are you getting calls? And then if it ever gets, I call you, hey, do you got mindset issues, Randy? You okay? You know your work is to try and get people back in so that they actually do it.
Yes.
Yeah. Versus it's just really paying and then we don't talk to them if they cool, they checked out, whatever. That's not us. It's like,
because that's not the goal. The goal is not the 40,000 for you guys. The goal is production.
Yes. Yeah. Quite honestly, I want to be able to say, hey, our students at the academy have closed on 1,400 doors for $40 million, whatever it is. I want to be able to say we collected this money and they don't even show up. Ha ha. No. Yeah.
That feels like a personal failure.
Yeah.
If our students leave and they haven't closed on buildings and we haven't made them way more than that.
That'd be a major.
Or I mean, they haven't made more than that based on our, that would feel like, what was the point? Like they never should have, we shouldn't have had them come in. So it's really important to us that people actually get there. Because once they can get the first one and they get the confidence and they have credibility now with the brokers and the lenders and the other, you know, potential passive investors or JV partners, they get, the next one comes so much easier. And then the third one is like, it can come a lot easier after that. So it's very important to us that our students get results.
Awesome.
It's everything.
Well, I can tell, I can hear the passion. Definitely. I'm excited about it. I want to come to one of these in-person events now to hear more and learn more from you guys. It makes me question, like, maybe I should have, you know, found something like this years ago when I was following you guys, but this has been fun. This has been a lot of fun. I know we're coming to the top of the hour here. So is there anything else you want to share with the audience before we jump into our final questions?
No, I think, I don't know if you're okay with us offering a resource to people.
Sure.
To listeners. So we have, you know, we've done a lot of masterclass. We've done tons of free education out there. So we have like 8 of our best, most relevant topic, like short masterclasses that we put all on one page so that people are just, when they're trying to learn and get started. The basis is there. The blueprint is right there. Anyway, and that's at warriorsofwealth.com. And there's no charge for it. It just allows you to come in, learn more about it, and whether you're going to be an active investor and do it yourself, or maybe you want to invest passively. And maybe you're talking about passively investing with Randy. It's great to have a background so that you are more educated and that you can qualify as a sophisticated investor. And anyway, so that's a resource that we make available to the public to just help them get going.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, very good. Well, let's, if we can, I know we got to wrap up here. I've got just a few questions I like to wrap up with every one of our guests. So is there, and maybe Jen, you can kick this one off. Is there a specific mindset book that you like, or you would suggest to folks that are into mindset?
Oh my God. There's so many. Which one do I pick?
I was going to say, oh boy, that was that question.
Oh my God. Oh man. I'm just like looking around which one, you know, True. I can't even think of one right now because I'm reading so many other books. I think.
Well, maybe just do that then. What is a favorite book of the last 6 months that you read?
I would have to say Coming Alive by Phil Stoltz. That's a great book. Coming Alive by Phil Stoltz is good for if you have any issue managing your state of mind, your state of being, or ever feel like a low vibration is just like, oh man, I just can't get back into a peak performance flow. There's a lot of really cool information in there. I love that one. I think the best book for that would be The Tools by Phil Stoltz also. So I was vacillating between those two.
Okay.
I love both of those books. They're good.
I've never heard of either of them, so I will check those out. Thank you.
And Stacey, any particular book that sticks out to you in the last handful of months?
Yeah, I finished Who Not How about a month ago, and I was like, oh my gosh, where has this been all my life? Because I'm such an implementer and I'm such a doer. And I've been trying over the last 8.5 years that we've been together to learn Jen's way of leadership and delegation. So that book really helped me to put some like, okay, I get it. Like, it's not about how do I do it? Who exists that's already an absolute rock star at that?
I love it.
You know, so Who Not How is just, it's such a good book. That's definitely been one of my favorites.
That's a good one.
Our listeners have heard that one over and over and over again. My bookshelf is packed with Benjamin Hardy and Dan Sullivan books. Just love those guys. So,
God, they're so good. They're so good.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, next one. What is, do you guys either together or individually have a recent bucket list item you've checked off your list or one you're hoping to in the near future?
What's your bucket list?
Well, no, I was just going to say this over the summer, we took a almost 10,000 mile cross country trip in our, so we bought a brand new RV at the end of last year. We have 4 kids. And we took 2 months and we live in Florida. We went, you know, all the way to California, stayed for 2 weeks, visited Jen's dad. And then we went, you know, north, and we went all around the US and we saw
so many bucket list items,
so many things. I didn't even know that I would ever see any of them.
Yeah.
It was, you know, 2 months in a, you know, in an RV with 4 preteens is something to behold, but you know, the further we get away from it, the more I'm like, oh yeah, it was really great. But we saw so many things and our kids got a chance to bond. We got a chance to spend more time with them.
Yeah.
It was just, it was really cool.
The trip itself was a bucket list. I always wanted to do a roundabout trip like that to go see the whole country.
Sure.
But within it were so many bucket list items. Like I had always wanted to hike the Narrows in Zion, got to do that.
That was incredible.
Was so incredible. I always wanted to go to Yellowstone, finally got to go to Yellowstone. Yeah. Mount Rushmore. There were so many really cool spots. I think the next one that for me is going to be, I'm terrified of heights. So the next one is going to be skydiving.
Oh goodness.
Yeah.
So you guys are thrill seeker twos. Yes. Very good. Very, very fun. Boy, the trip sounds awesome. And the skydiving thing used to be on my list. I get scared of airplanes now, so I'm not even going down that path. So anyway. Okay. And now the final question I think everybody listens for is, if you had $100,000 that was given you today and you had to invest it, you couldn't invest it in your own deals, and I'm going to throw in a twist, or your students' deals, where would you place that? Where would you place that capital?
I would probably place it right now with Bryce in his.
Oh, yes. Mobile home.
His mobile home park adventures, because they just look like it's a very lucrative investment. That's probably where I would put it right now. If it wasn't in my own or my students.
Yeah.
And who's Bryce?
Bryce is one of our friends. He's a colleague in a Capital Collective with Hunter Thompson.
Okay.
And he approached us with a really cool deal and said, "You guys, are you interested in raising capital for this?" And I was like, "We will, yes, eventually
get us." We were just in the middle of the raise. We couldn't do it. But yeah, he's got a very, I really like the business model, because we like other asset classes, but Lord knows we just do not have time to go learn an entirely new asset class. So it's like when you find someone that like they are the expert at it.
Yeah.
But it's hard not just to put the money into our own deals. But that would be, if we'd had an extra 100,000, we couldn't put it in our own or our students.
It's either that or for the November WowCon, I would hire Chris Voss to come speak. He's $60,000. And fantastic. Then I put the other $40,000 into, you know, somebody else.
You would probably just buy a bigger LED wall. Let's just be real.
That's right. I would.
Love it. Love it. Well, guys, this has been so much fun. It's been really good getting to know you guys. And I'm sure our audience got just a ton of value out of this. So thank you guys for being here. It's been a lot
of fun.
Thanks
for having us. Thank you very much, Randy.
All right. And to the listeners, as always, we encourage you to continue that education process. But more importantly than that, make the decision to take some action and either invest passively in a deal or make the decision to join up with a mastermind like the one that Jen and Stacy have. I'm convinced once you do, you'll be so happy that you did, and you'll just wish that you had started sooner. So be sure to join us again next Thursday for another great episode. And thank you again for joining us today.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, another episode of The Gentle Art of Crushing It. It was an amazing episode. We know we sure learned a lot, and we hope you did as well. We want to take a second and thank you so much for viewing or listening to this episode. And please just know that we only ask for one favor, and that is to make this life magnificent. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.